The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? It's me, your Miller's brother, Travis, Big Dog Wolf of Vroom Vroom McElroy.
Wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, trying to meet. Hopefully there's a story there.
Can't wait to crack that nut. And I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy. And I've got the old magnifying lens out looking for clues.
I think, Griffin, My old trickies acting up. I think we got 60% chance of bits.
Something's been befouled in the state of Denmark.
You guys might not have noticed, but
I smell a bit of foot.
My energy's a little bit off.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed.
Speak on this, Travis.
I've been thinking about it a lot. And listen, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm so grateful when you guys cast me in the role of Travis.
Yeah.
My career was not through doing great at the time. And ever since I got
we
cast
saved,
Travis,
we saved you.
Yeah. It's done wonders for my career.
Him.
But I
us,
feel
him. Us him. It's easy. It's obvious. Check the legal documentation. We saved him.
I'm worried that at this point the storylines have gotten a little stale.
Not paid to worry. Paid to act like Travis. Yeah. Not paid to worry.
Real know, Travis
like
is worried.
I know, listen, and I know I'm not the writers, but I feel like the storylines have gotten a little stale.
Sure.
We've been doing the show for a while now, and I thought maybe I could pitch to you guys some new kind of storylines or plot points that we could.
And maybe we could even come up with some of our own.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If you want to.
you want an orphan? I take it back. I know a few weeks ago we pulled you aside and we said that you really weren't nailing the role of Travis. But,
yeah.
You are crushing
you really,
it.
You really
stepped into it.
Thank you.
I stepped into it.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time with the real Travis trying to get inside his head.
Yeah, sure.
I am so sorry. Yeah. You are receiving the special hazard pay that
Thank you very much.
So what's your first pitch for us, Travis?
So,
because, you know, I like consistency. People like this product, and I'm not looking to shake things up just to be a race to be last to the disruption market.
No, I think that this is going to be just a really seamless transition. So we introduce a cool teenage cousin character named Skyver.
So this is going to be one of our cousins? Because I don't think they're still making those.
No, he's Travis's cousin.
I still don't think when you're in your mid-40s, I don't think you're getting a lot of new cousins.
Well, he could be an illegitimate cousin or something. However we want to do it, or a long-lost cousin, something like that.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, we saw the fam last week while we were
And you're telling me that you could name every single one of them and tell me there's with 100% certainty there's no Skyver among
that
them?
That they could bear no Skyver. Yeah, for sure, man.
Okay, so then
I love it.
Travis,
that extended family gathering, and my wife looks to me for guidance, and I look back at her. The void looks back at you.
What I can
if
tell
the
you,
void knows less than you do.
Hey, I'll tell you who the cool ones are. I know all the cool uncles.
Well, Skyver is definitely cousins. One of the cool ones. He skateboards and he's a bassist in a high school band.
And he's going to be on the show? We're splitting profits.
So what happens is, the Travis character and Skyver go to a museum together or something and touch an old spooky staff and they
switch bodies.
Yeah. So then like Skyver as Travis has to do the podcast, and Travis as Skyver has to.
And are we going to follow Travis? Are we going to?
Yeah, we're
going to
follow both of them. And then
so
Travis,
hold on, wait, which you is going like to be on the show?
Yeah.
Which well, you, young both. Body, old brain, or old body, young brain?
Well, we're going to cut between the storylines as like they weave back together, because we'll see Skyver as Travis doing the podcast and Travis as Skyver learning to skateboard and sell drugs.
How do we communicate? I don't feel like we've ever tried to communicate like mixed timelines, like
mixed
Hill
up.
Street Blues style.
Yeah.
in the podcast form, I don't feel like that happens.
We don't
much.
Do we don't do Family Guy style cutaways. We do
we
a lot
do
of
like
other
voicemails.
Voicemails from a team.
And like, team, yeah, videos that Skyver sends us, that kind of thing.
That idea is a real stinker, Trav. What else do you got?
Well, then you do one. And if it could have a focus on the Travis character, that would be great.
Maybe it could even be mine, about me or Justin.
I guess. Yeah, okay, what do you got?
I don't actually have, I mean.
I don't really have anything. That's the problem.
Okay, we find.
I am going to join the Swedish House Mafia.
Ooh.
And that's going to be my new thing, is I'm going to talk a lot about all of our shows and all of our parties and some of the new tunes we've got coasting over the UK airways. And obviously there's going to be some pretty big lifestyle changes for me. I don't know anything about Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah.
Except that they're a house music supergroup.
It's going to be quite a learning curve.
There will be a huge learning curve. I have to learn Swedish.
Yeah, that's fair.
Have to learn Swedish. Tough.
I was thinking of another one where we win a sweepstakes and we think it's to go on a cruise, but we win the whole cruise ship.
And then we own a boat, and then it's about us with the boat.
And then it's like three captains.
It's kind of cool. Let me just, can we put some guardrails on this motherfucker? Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Like what?
We can't get a boat, and I don't want to pretend to be on a boat for an extended period of time. So, like, any of your ideas that are like, we hire a teenager to now be on the show, like, you understand the level of bits we're capable of.
Our dalliances with extended plot lines in the past have been some of our most notorious whoopsies. Like, for example, when we were sponsored by remember the MBM 2.0 era?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We relaunched the show for like 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It was like way more sponsored. That was nobody liked that. There was the Eclipse episode where the whole thing sounded terrible and it looked like a nightmare because we recorded it during the full eclipse and everyone hated that.
Yeah,
you know,
no one
the
liked
Star
it.
Wars incident. Don't need to say anything else.
I became a dog for a while, but that just was basically I said I'm a dog now. Yeah. So like there was no props
was
or new hiring. There's no overhead effect of so like I'm on the financial side of things. I'm always balancing the books.
Our successes are usually almost accidental.
Yes.
Less than planned.
Accidental and I can't stress this enough. Virtually costless.
Well, I don't
basically
I don't,
to implement.
I hate to resume drop, but as you guys know, I was recurring on Touched by an Angel for its run, and as it went on,
you played Gordo the Slime Angel.
Yeah.
Go on.
And the budgets increase over time. Have you guys talked to the studio about increasing our budget to a point where we could get like a
the
boat?
Studio's the listeners, Trav. That's what's so great
what?
About the. That's what's so great about the Max Fun model. Is that we are directly, it's not a Max Fun Drive. I'm going to start speaking in a tone of voice that's going
to. If you activate him, we'll have to shoot him with a tranquilizer dart. <Yeah. laughs> Or for the next 10 days, he'll just be prattling on about all the great BOCO.
A budget increase from the studio is going to have to entail a bunch more people listening to our show and donating specifically so that we can do a whole role play where we are boat captains. Like that's
we
a
need
dream.
Slush fund.
That doesn't
of.
Exist. That's
it. Well,
let me ask.
Yeah,
go ahead.
As long as we're talking angels, I was actually thinking, are we wedded to the Justin McElroy character? Are we like,
do we listen, this is Blue Sky.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess
I was thinking he finally needs a romance, right?
Yeah.
He's been absolutely. Kind of will they, won't they for a long time.
With his marriage, with his
what if he had an angel romance?
Huh.
With an angel.
Speak on that.
Angel romance. Angel
like
falls
vampire?
In love with him. No, she is an angel who falls in love with him because he is like as close as she has seen to like perfection. An angel on earth. Like,
right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Both visually and just sort of like personality wise and mentally.
Right.
And she falls so hard that she is like, I want to make myself real.
Cool.
Oh, like a real, okay. Real person.
So yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I can be with.
Are you imagining Sydney's face listening?
Oh, that's great. No, question. No. Casting. Do you have casting in mind?
So this is important. This is important. The Justin character is unaware of any of this taking place.
Oh, wow.
The Angel storyline is completely, it's just a very relatable plot.
This is good. See, Travis, this is good because it's
no, this
free.
Is great. Yeah,
it's free to say there's a horny, invisible angel behind Justin at all times, just waiting.
Oh, so not like, CGI, because I was picturing like not a CGI.
No, Travis,
oh, no!
Free. No,
God damn
no
it,
casting,
Travis.
No voice acting, no, no.
Any initials. If you do any initials, we probably can't.
Okay.
Right? CGI,
SAG.
No.
Now, we got to be careful here.
SAG, oh. Travis, that's a good one. SAG, no.
We
no
can't,
AFTRA.
We can't say that, though, because like as fired up as people are about AI taking over creative jobs.
No AI, we, can't afford no, it. That's
well, yeah, but I think it may be worse to say it's not AI, but it's invisible. And it's imaginary. Imagine using
Wonka can do it. You know,
that's
so. True. That's a good point.
Wonka
is there a Wonka storyline we could incorporate?
Not for free.
Okay.
Not for free. Not for no cost whatsoever.
Okay.
I could say. I mean, here's the extent of it, Travis. Do you want to see? And you let me know if this would be satisfying. Okay.
Okay.
It would
okay,
be like please. Justin be like, well, and you'd be like, and I'd be like. Salutations! Welcome into my candy factory. And I would gesture behind me to just like my office, and I would say
yeah.
stuff, but it wouldn't be timely, and I wouldn't do a good job with it. So, like a free Wonka is not even worth the attempt.
I'm not gonna say no to it.
To just free think Wonka?
Just think about it. I think it works. I think it plays. The last thing I wanted to ask you guys,
but what if he's just all about nuts?
Oh, yeah.
What if he's Willy Wonka, but instead about like chocolate and candy, he's only about different kinds of
Billy
of,
Tonka. What do you think?
I'm thinking of Nutty Wonka, and that doesn't give me two business days.
Okay,
give me two business days, and I'll come back with something. Okay.
Okay. Would you guys be okay if I, you know, pilot season's coming up, if I submitted my resumes
Travis,
to some
yes.
other things.
Okay. Travis, you want to look around? You
I mean, I'm just I'm not saying I want to leave.
You think the grass is greener?
Yeah, good luck, pal. We've been
good
doing
luck,
this
pal.
For 19 years.
Pretty chilly out there.
Okay.
Best of
I refuse,
you,
but go for it. I will say I refuse to be the bushel under which you hide your candle.
Okay, because if Hank and John want like a third brother.
We should do a switch. We should do a swap.
Wait, hold on. This is interesting.
If you guys wanted this to offer me more money, I'd stay, is what I was going to... Okay.
Oh, was this just... You were just trying to flex on us?
This is interesting now. What do we have that the Greens don't have? It occurs to me, one more brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do they have that we don't have? Well, where do I start? You know?
Respect from their colleagues?
Yeah, man. I mean... Where do I start? So here's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Green Brothers, make us an offer.
One for one.
One, no. I don't
oh,
want one
for,
of their
so one wait, for money. One,
no, something.
Wait, I'm being traded now. Wait, hold on.
It's not a trade. It's no. not a trade yet.
Just don't do it for like a second round draft pick.
That's what I'm
shit.
Saying. It's
at
for
least
get
some
future.
Money.
It's actually, Travis, can I tell you? We've hit our budget cap.
Fuck.
And yeah, we missed the trade deadline. So like, we gotta, it'll be a sweetheart deal
you know
for
what?
Those Greens.
Honestly, we didn't know how to broach it with you, but when you were like, pilot season's coming up, I was like, thank
ding, ding,
God.
Ding, ding.
Well, now,
yeah.
hold
ding,
on, because the Trav Nation might get, you know, maybe consider just upping the budget.
I'll Travis. Take the tea business and leave them the coffee. You know, what about that? How about this? The tea will still be for charity. That's
yeah.
even, they can use that if they want. And then the coffee side, pure profits.
Can oh, you? This is a literal thing Us. About their thing. I thought that this was an extended metaphor about me that I wasn't
no,
following.
No. I say we have the power, the additional power of a third brother, right?
Uh-huh.
That's huge for us. And it's really all we have to offer, right? So like, if they've got something that where they feel, if they want to cut us in, not even cut us in, but like I would really love to, like the merch biz or whatever. Like
they
maybe
can drop all the lawsuits that they have against us, and that because
that would be
some
nice.
Of those
would
all
be
those
so
lawsuits
choice.
Where the ones where they're like we're the brothers doing doing podcast shows.
They tried
like,
to copyright brothers.
They tried to copyright brothers doing podcast shows like last year. It's like we come on, guys. So like come drop on, that.
I could guest on that. I don't have to leave this show to do a crossover guest, right?
Can you imagine how disruptive you would be to the finely tuned machinery of those brothers and the way that
maybe
they...
Maybe the third heat they need, though.
You could also be the sloppy wet rag thrown into the gears of the grandfather clock that is the Green Brothers. You could be the sloppy wet rag that gets all the gears all sloppy and gross and rusty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And well, we love the sloppy rag here, Travis. I'm saying I love getting sloppy with the dogs.
You could be the powdered coffee creamer cast onto the campfire that starts the forest fire that burns the whole thing
We're
down.
All sloppy dogs here, and I love it. I'm saying if you went over there, man.
Yeah.
You could maybe be
the mustard stain on the Pope's jacket.
Yeah, as they say. Maybe I could go over there and just do some like insider, like bring them down from the inside to up hourly.
Hell yeah,
that
could be good.
Hell yeah.
Oh, dude.
Any
now
one of us
talking
do that.
Storylines. Now we're now, talking. Now
yeah, that's good
line.
Shit, actually.
Some
yeah.
You could be like, brother v. brother.
Okay. If you do that, Trav, we are perfectly willing to be like, that was the plan all along.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes. I'll play along with that if you want.
Okay.
Can we do advice?
I've been invited by a company.
Sorry, I do need to stop. I need to share this with you because it's going to be relevant if you see me on video trying to move over. Where my back is covered with stickers right now for an allergy test.
Oh,
I've got guys. I've
see
got,
if you're allergic to stickers.
I've got 78 goddamn stickers on my back right now.
Is that an exaggeration?
No, 78 okay. Big ones.
Did they apply them individually?
No, they came in six big patches.
How many of them are like Paw Patrol and...
So 12.
I'll show you if we blur out the video because I don't really want this.
No, not for those back perverts. Oh, my. It looks like you got a bunch of tattoos that are now covered up.
This feels like I'm in fucking Red Dragon. This feels like I'm in...
No one made you do this.
Well, I know.
Is this what you want?
I can't turn my body like this and I knew it was going to come up.
No one would have noticed.
No one would have asked. You brought it up, dude.
Oh, my.
Fuck. All right. Now, I'm so excited to talk to you about this, Griffin.
Cool.
Speak on it.
Yeah. As you know, I have sensitive skin. I have skin sensitivities. And in order to kind of get to the bottom of it, I'm doing a little bit of sort of like looking inward and like trying to figure out what makes
me. At the outside of your skin?
At the outside of my skin to see what I'm allergic to. Each one has a little bit of common household product. Stuff on them, and then they're gonna take it off. They're gonna say that looks fucked up. So number 14, what is that? Oh no, it's soap, like any soap.
Have you thought, Griffin, that maybe one of them is blank and it's a test to see if you're faking it?
Maybe. I like the way it feels. If I'm being honest, I
the
might
stickers?
Just yeah. I feel like John McClane at the end of Die Hard when he has the gun behind his back. That's basically what I'm working with.
Huh.
It gives
seems
me a lot
a stretch.
Of core support. Yeah.
Do you promise that you are going to tell us the details of this? Like,
yeah, Juice, I
know?
Promise on the next episode I'm going to tell everyone exactly what I'm allergic to so that they can kill me next time they see me. Nice try, no.
No, Jason Mantzoukas made that mistake, and now he's on the run. He had to go to England to stay safe.
He can't step outside without someone throwing an egg at him on the street. People left and right.
How did you come by this sheet? Did you just see it at CVS and you're like, let's go?
Yeah, I went to CVS. I said, give me the biggest, stickiest sheet you have. I would love to not.
The sheet? I'm just curious about the sheet. I've never had one, so I'm just curious where you got the sheet.
I went to a special sheet doctor. Do you think I'm freestyling this?
Like
do you think
wait?
This is a home project?
You had to wait in a waiting room and everything, right? You had to drive there, wait in the waiting room, the whole thing, right?
Yeah. For this.
How bad are the, like, what is happening to you? Griffin, like, what
can
is
you
happening
feel?
To you?
Can you what feel, like, pinpoint grid?
What has been going on with your skin where you're like, I have to go
Look,
through this
man,
hole?
Before
what
we
is
can,
happening?
Before we can take any serious measures, before I can start huffing that fucking sky rizzy and changing my fucking biochemistry and becoming a stronger, better, more engineered brother, I got to see what makes me fucking tick, dude. They don't just give Sky Rizzy to anyone.
These are more storylines. This is great. The Sky Rizzy arc.
But the Sky Rizzy.
Sky
Rizzy's too real, dude. I can't bring Sky Rizzy into the conversation. Unless they want it. Unless, one, I do end up taking it. Two, it does end up working. And three, they want to sponsor us. Yeah. For a lot of money.
You start taking the Sky Rizzy, and then you become the Dovakizzy, right? Yes. And you can do all of the shouts. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Fizzy Rizzy Dizzy.
Okay.
Did you say Fizzy Rizzy Dizzy?
Yeah. Eight people are busting up. One of them's on this call. You got it.
Yeah. I have been invited by a company to dinner to discuss a really cool project. It'd be amazing to be a part of. They are paying for the dinner. The thing is, my favorite item on the menu is quite expensive, and I don't want to seem like I'm taking advantage of the free meal. Additionally, I don't want to seem nervous by only ordering the cheap stuff. How can I find a perfect balance between seeming grateful of them paying while also being professional and cool? P.S. This is a charcuterie board restaurant.
God, that's a helpful postscript. Thank you so much.
That's from Troubled in the Treasured Valley.
The charcuterie board restaurant edition is great because it gives the context of like, I'm looking at this board with some meat. But you know what? I kind of want the one with a lot of meat on it.
Yeah. If you take someone somewhere where there is a $40 slice of Iberico ham on the menu, I don't think you can get upset when they spend the $40 on the single slice of Iberico ham.
There is no. I mean, here's what I'll say. There is no way that you will order the charcuterie board for yourself and it will stay for yourself.
Yes.
Everybody's going to want to have a poke and a prod.
Yeah.
So I would maybe lay it out like this. You know, I was thinking about the charcuterie, but do any of you guys like it? Because they bring so much. You guys are going to have a little bit. It's not really worth getting. And then everyone will be like, oh, you should go for it. And then as soon as they bring it, you start giving them looks like, what do you think I don't want?
Yeah.
Yeah, you start slowly sectioning off.
Take all the olives, putting all the olives at 3 o'clock.
Take
all
this sad apricot.
That's you see him reaching for the honeycomb and you swat their hand away?
Not that. Boy, those olives are looking good, though, huh?
Look at that weird spicy jelly. Ooh, wouldn't you love to have some of that weird spicy jelly? Ooh.
Wouldn't you love a fig?
A fig?
What about a fig? Maybe some prosciutto.
I don't like any charcuterie. So, like, honestly, I could name the whole thing.
That's so wild. Sometimes
I'll be like, don't take the one kind of cracker I like. Please. That's all I'm eating tonight. Why did we come here?
You can always do the, like, oh, I'm torn between. I want this, but I don't know. And let them tell you to do
it. They give you permission to get
it. Right. That's the unspoken, right? Like, if you take someone to dinner and they're like, oh, you know, I immediately, the porterhouse grabbed me.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Maybe I need like a, and they'll be like, oh, you should get it. And then
you're saying like have an opening offer that's higher, then settle back down. Like have an opening bid that's like at the top.
He was suggesting like, I want to get this, but I don't know. And let them give you permission. I do like that move, Justin, though, of like, I'll take, should I get 100 slices of the A5 Wagyu beef? I'll just get this other still pretty expensive thing instead.
But they have clarified it is the most expensive thing on the menu. That's tough.
Oh,
that's
you could tough. Also There's point it out better. Like it's a rare get. Like, oh man, I can't believe they have this. You guys see they have this on the menu?
Guys, holy shit, they have pate here? They don't just make this anywhere, man.
They sell it by the pound? That's wild.
A pound of pate? Just for me? Damn.
I've never had it. My grandfather used to talk about it all the time. I've never seen it on your menu. He said he loved it more than my grandmama. And then let them say it. Let's all try it.
We pretty famously have been pretty hot on charcuterie in recent years. And I just want to update sort of my feelings about it publicly.
Oh, good. I bet
and
everyone was wondering.
Yeah. I really feel like the worm has turned for me on charcuterie. I no longer know where it fits into a meal. I no longer know. I don't understand how to effortlessly slide it in between a salad course and the sandwich that I ordered. Justin, the face you're making right now.
No, I think
it's interesting because we have had a pivot in my house to where the only thing Sydney eats is charcuterie.
So that's interesting. I noticed that while we were there.
So I just bought... Did you notice that?
I noticed you put out a charcuterie board while we were there, and I was like, that's crazy.
And I just keep a charcuterie board out for her pretty much all the time.
That's so good.
She's a lot happier, I will say. As long as I got some charcuterie within reach.
I'll go right down the middle and say that I'm now at a place where the problem is I don't know what's coming. Used to be you order a charcuterie at a restaurant, you're getting a fancy board. Now they say, like, charcuterie, and it comes, and it's just like a grown-up Lunchable.
It's a pizza.
Yeah. Sometimes you're at a restaurant, and your brother orders charcuterie as an appetizer, and then it comes, and it's 80 different types of bad pickles, and then everyone's sad.
Some people like pickles and olives. The funky
pickles.
Okay.
The cheese. Sometimes what are you trying to prove with that funky cheese, everybody? Come on. That's
it's
the part that makes me feel like
things,
I'm right.
Justin. It pairs with things.
It pairs with an old jock strap.
I know, but like...
You eat the funky pickle. You eat the stinky cheese with the honeycomb.
Right, but here's what I'm saying. If you can accept... People give me a hard time for the raw cheese thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you look way down at the other end of the tunnel, you see people eating some funky cheese. Like some really, truly decrepit shit that would really turn... A lot of you know that if you go way down the pipeline, it gets funky and bad, right? Can we agree this?
Yeah,
right?
But Justin, let him finish.
If we know that the end of the tunnel is sin, is distance from that sin not a virtue?
Wow.
Wow. Justin?
That's cool, man.
Powerful? Powerful. Let me tell you how I live my life, Justin. I think that I would be a person who just absolutely went ham for cocaine. But I don't do cocaine. It would be very bad for me, right?
Oh, yeah,
right.
Man. We've all had that thought of like, oh.
Yeah, it would be a huge brand shift.
Yes,
it would be bad
for any of us. It would be so bad.
A brief golden era for my brother and me, to be sure. But so brief.
We would never.
So brief.
Must make this clear. We would never. Not our thing.
Not our brand.
It would be a killer run. I mean, six
for like six episodes. Whoa. But the problem is, Justin, I don't do
it
that.
Would be unlistenable.
Unlistenable. If you would have to play it at 0.75 speed to understand a word we were saying.
We would interrupt each other so much that there would be four voices talking at once sometimes. we would be Thruvian throat singing to interrupt each other.
Me and the rest of the ghost hunters have isolated this one. This one man is just yelling about horses.
Who is this man?
But my point being, I can't live a fully clean lifestyle.
Yeah.
I know, I don't have that kind of self-control. So I must do things like eat funky, stinky cheese.
They should let the evil, to deal
let
with your passenger.
To let that dog out. You know what I mean?
I would be less worried about ordering a too expensive charcuterie board and way more stressed out about properly eating it and doing all the right combos and all the right pairings and... you know, not focus. Sometimes you go too hard on like one of the meat types and you fully finish it before anyone's touched the other meats and you feel so self-conscious about that.
Yes, that's why you have to shuffle it together like a big sandwich like they do in Scooby-Doo or Dagwood.
Well, make them do that for me. Make the restaurant do bring me a charcuterie board that you've done like nachos.
That's nachos though.
That's nachos.
What they should That'd do is good, bring though. It to you laid out like Candyland, where you follow the path, adding
That's
the pieces
awesome.
Together as you go. You get a line of stuff organized in a way of just like, just keep going down the line, eating these
together.
Give
it to me on like a ski, a long ski.
Yeah, a luge, a charcuterie luge.
A charlugerie. And I want to shoot it down like I'm at a frat party.
Give me an illusory charcuterie.
Man, just for me. We need to go to the... Should we go to the money zone?
Yeah, let's go to the money zone.
It's better with you.
Squarespace is completely unaffiliated with anything we were just talking about. I cannot stress that enough. They have nothing to do with anything that might have happened previously in
this episode.
It
actually says here, first thing in the
ad. Sorry, guys, that was pre-recorded. That's a pre-recorded thing we play before every Squarespace ad. They've asked us to start including that before.
They asked, do you guys
Hi, I'm Justin McElroy, a paid professional endorser for Squarespace.
They were like, do you guys do pre-roll so we stop coming in hot on the heels of your fully throated cocaine endorsement?
Can I say something serious about Squarespace? They are probably our longest advertiser. They've been with us the longest.
Yeah.
And here's what I'll say about Squarespace. A lot of companies will tell you what they want you to say, and we've been working with Squarespace so long that I shit you not, it's just a big list of don'ts.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have stuff they want us to do. It's just a big list of things they don't want us to do. And that's great.
This might be a good fit for us. It's a bit of a niche reference, but I think they're like the Oliver Platt to our bear restaurant. Like, they're our uncle who shows up like, guys, you know I love you. You know I love you.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You gotta stop.
You got to. Listen, what they do is they make it really easy to build a website.
Yes.
And, you know, I would even say kind of fun. If you wanted to make a little project, a little micro thing just to entertain yourself, get a dream going, just something to noodle with an idea you've had, a website is a great place to start, if only just like to organize your thoughts. I've used Squarespace to build websites for a few different things, and I have had a really enjoyable time making the site. And they have these templates that are made by people who really know what they're doing. You pull those in, you pull in your own photos, your own text, you can sell your own stuff, you can do whatever you would like with a Squarespace website. It's really powerful, even though it's really easy to make. So head to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
If there's one thing about me that everyone knows, it's that I am financially responsible.
You are not. That is why you need to use Rocket Money.
No, I am now because I use Rocket Money.
That's interesting. Wow. That's a really got positive. You. That's using Rocket Money does make you fiscally responsible, but also Rocket Money is the thing you use when you are not particularly fiscally responsible because they handle a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah,
but
if I got a bionic enhancement to make my arm stronger, Griffin, I would say I'm strong now. You wouldn't be like, no, your bionic enhancement is strong.
That's a good point, Travis.
Rocket Money is a bionic enhancement for fiscal responsibility.
It's a bionic enhancement. It's an implant in your brain that says, like, hey, you forgot to unsubscribe to Super Slime Maker 3D free light version. The subscription you did.
Adults only.
And it was like 3-day free trial. And you're like, I'll remember. And you don't fucking remember. And then you've been paying $69.99 a month for free slime maker light version. Rocket Money is an implant in your brain that says, hey, cut that out, start saving lots of money. I genuinely have used it so many times that every time it's caught some shit, whether it's an MMORPG I haven't played in a year and a half, or most of the time, though, it is slime apps for the kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, the good thing about Rocket Money is they don't tell your friends. They don't tell your friends if they you do dumb stuff.
Discreet.
That's not part of the service.
Yeah.
Very discreet.
They've got 5 million members who've saved over a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions. Reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/mybrother today. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. rocketmoney.com/mybrother.
Rocket Money. Elite. Discreet. So sweet.
That's got to be a tagline for something else.
That's also probably true. Yeah.
That they maybe don't want to take.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Ella.
What animal has the most teeth?
I would guess a shark.
A snail.
No, snails don't have teeth.
They have thousands and they are freaky looking.
No, I don't want that to be true. Okay. Did you know that the hippocampus in your brain is named after the half horse, half fish sea creature found in Greek mythology?
I didn't know that, but we're meant to be doing animal trivia and a hippocampus isn't a real animal.
Well, that doesn't matter on Comfort Creatures.
You're right, it doesn't matter at all.
Comfort Creatures is a cozy show for lovers of animals of all shapes and sizes, real and unreal.
If that sounds like your cup of tea, then join us every Thursday for new episodes on MaximumFun.org.
Are you a celebrity? Are you searching for meaning, connection, and a little levity these days? Hi, I'm Kumail Nanjiani, actor, writer, and yes, a celebrity too. And I've got four words for you. Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Are you tired of junkets, red carpets, sick of the endless spicy snacks you have to eat? Do you want to connect with someone who gets your work and laugh with you a little? Join me, Andre 3000, Tom Hanks, Tina Fey, and many more and become a guest on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne from NPR and Maximum Fun.
I recently drove past a local barbershop and noticed something cool. The barbershop has an original Donkey Kong arcade machine, a good old classic. I want nothing more than to get my hands on that arcade machine just to play a few rounds and maybe even get on that high scoreboard. However, I am bald. I do not need haircuts, and I do not need beard management. How does a bald man with a well-kept beard get into a barbershop to play some Donkey Kong? That's from Desperate Kong. Well, there's always massage, but what's the problem with that? Maybe your barber doesn't do massage. And if you ask a barber that doesn't do massage for a massage,
yeah,
I think you'll be escorted from the premise.
Sometime I'll be on YouTube and the algo will be like, I got some new ASMR stuff for you. It is an elderly man on the streets of Pakistan, and he is doing this to a guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like fucking slapping the shit out of his head. And
slapping his head.
Grabbing his ears and just fucking pulling his ears as hard as he can. And you see it and you're like, that looks chill, actually. I don't know where one can request that particular. I don't think you can go to your normal everyday cutter of hair and say, like, slap my fucking scalp 20 times and pull my ears till they make noise.
Well, what you have to do is when the barber says, what are we doing today? You pull up that full video and say this.
Pull the video and you say, you're going to jerk my neck to the side so hard, I'm going to go limp for a minute and a half. That's what you're going to do. And also, I'm thinking like a size 4 guard clippers around the sides and fade it up into the top, please. Thank you.
I feel like if I'm reading between the lines here, there's something this person is not saying to us. Okay, so they want to go in and look at the Donkey Kong arcade machine.
If
they
were
to
go in and play it,
they want to say, like, if they were to go in and say, hey, I'm a big fan. You care if I play a few rounds? They'd be like, did you bring quarters? Like, absolutely. That's a profit center for us. Thank you so much. That's not what this it's a part where he says, and maybe get on the high scoreboard. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Cool. How long? Maybe you're going to be there a little while, huh, pal? Ooh. Maybe it's not just you want to go in and play a few rounds. Maybe they're going to have to start explaining to people why the ball man in the corner keeps shouting fuck every 30 seconds.
Yeah, this is not
you know what I mean?
This is not a... You're saying that you're looking for a new home for your
this is not
hobby.
A casual... Yes, right. This is not a casual... This is not someone who wants to duck in. Because it is not odd to go in and play a few rounds. It is odd to be like, well, we're closing up shop for the day, sir. Did you need something?
What time do you open tomorrow? You could get your eyebrows shaped.
I love a good eyebrow shaping.
Say like, hey. Well,
they polish. You can get polishing services, right?
They do all kinds of stuff there, man.
It's maybe start going in with different designs of beards from the Hunger Games movies. And just like, give me one of these.
That's good.
Yeah.
Could you go in? Listen, could you go in when it's busy, really busy, with a toupee, okay? Uh-huh. And you put your name in, okay?
Yeah.
And then there's like a long wait, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're just kicking it, playing all the Kong you want.
Yeah.
And then they say your name, and you got a choice. At that point, you can A, let them cut your toupee.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea. They're going to be that. You could throw the toupee on the ground, say never again, and
say
then bust out the door.
Yeah. But then
or got you.
Grab your toupee like you're really mad at the long wait.
And pull your own hair out. Oh, you could do that. Get huffy. Be like, I'll come back when you're less busy.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's the voice you have.
And they'll be like, we're ready for you now. And it's like, it's the principal.
And then you start throwing barrels.
I have to get back to my wife's office.
What do you do?
That's her lunch in my trunk.
What I gotta ask you is, you're on the run of your life. You're about to hit that fucking Billy Mitchell kill screen. You are about to make history, and then they call your name. You can't be like, shut up, shut up. I need an hour and a half. I'm getting so close to Billy Mitchell's kill screen.
Now hold on, wait. If no one clocked you, write your name down. No one clocked. Yeah. And when they call your name, you can just look around like, huh, nobody? Okay.
Weird.
This says a Mr. Weird. Conky Dong? Is there a Mr. Conky Dong here?
And then as like about 45 minutes in, maybe you start giving like a perfunctory like, Oh, man, so weight's really getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys think on the opposite end of this question, if when you own a barbershop and you think about getting a Donkey Kong arcade game, that you have, like, this conversation on the other side with anyone else that you're like, okay, but here's my one concern if we get the game.
Yeah.
That someone's going to come in, they're bald, neatly trimmed beard, they're going to want to play the game for hours. What do we do then?
I mean, my bigger concern as a stylist at this salon would be that I don't want to hear every 20 seconds, boom, 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 boom. I don't want to hear, I don't want to hear that fucking a million billion times a day while I'm just trying to do my craft.
That's a good point, actually. It must make a lot of money, because otherwise it's the novelty.
I love this man. I love this big gorilla. I love Mario, and I love the way he jumps. Love it. That's love not it. The golden era for hearable sounds, and so I don't want that. And give me a now. Listen,
Daytona.
Fucking rips, man. They had a Daytona USA machine at Huntington High School, and you could hear that shit from the cafeteria, and it was such a cool learning environment.
Yeah, just when you thought the wait for lunch couldn't be any more intolerable, you got the siren song.
And also, there was a loose ground wire on the machine, so if you touched the right bolt on it, it would electrocute you, which was also a lot of fun when you were bored at lunchtime and you didn't have quarters.
Let's go away.
Oh, that was effortlessly. Yeah.
I want a munch.
Squad.
But I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad, podcast of the podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. Today I have kind of an A-B testing thing for you guys.
Ooh.
We do a lot of upbeat, feel-good stories on the Munch Squad, and that's mainly what we do here. It's a feel-good thing, and I just wanted to share with you guys two stories, and I would love to know which one makes you feel the worst.
Awesome.
Both emotionally, physically, which one makes you feel worse?
Great.
Now, I should warn you, Justin, this is one of my biggest anxiety triggers, like when I'm at the optometrist and they're like one or two, where I start second guessing myself so hard every time. Okay.
I don't think this
is
let
me
be
say
like
this.
That.
It's a loose structure.
Yeah.
How about that? Not really that important.
But this isn't going to change the way I see forever or whatever if
no,
I get it
you're
wrong.
Not going to get this question wrong and then have headaches forever.
Okay, cool.
It
man,
is a
cool.
high stakes game, Travis, as a fellow glasses.
First
wearer,
up, can you guys see?
Yeah.
Ooh. Smoothie King introduces new fiber maxing smoothie to support wellness goals. Look at this, guys. Just see this. How would you describe the shake that you're looking at right now?
I would describe it as a Grimace shake that has been whipped to stiff peaks.
Yeah, a Grimace shake who decided to, like, now that Debbie's left me, I'm going to get back. I'm going to get a body that makes Debbie sad that she left me.
There's a measuring cup in front of it with something that's supposed to stand in for, I guess,
fiber.
Pure psyllium husk fiber. Yeah. Fiber. And then if that is at scale, the cup behind it is roughly 2 feet tall.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll be maxing your fiber for sure.
What's great, too, is on this page, they have, in that image, 4 blueberries and what looks to be a gallon of fiber. As if to say, like, we want to let you know what you're going to be tasting when you drink this drink. It's going to be like a fiber factory that looked at some blueberries earlier. Enjoy.
Prepare for a really sinister adjective in this opener. Smoothie King announced the launch of its new Fiber Maxing Smoothie, a functional offering designed to support gut health and meet the growing demand for the wellness-forward food choices. It's a Hey, guys, this is a functional offering.
This is an offering that does something.
You're not getting it for the flavor. You're not getting it for the mouthfeel. You're
right. This is a hardware store now. You buy this to do something. This is as an active food.
Can I ask you guys, does it bother you as much as it's bothering me that there's only 2 X's in fiber maxing?
It does feel like they've taken a middle.
If
a
you
middle
do
road.
3, it's porno.
Yes,
if
but
you do one,
why
it's
not one? Would it be amazing at that point? Like, it just feels like it should be 1 X.
intentionally inspired by the rising wellness trend of fiber maxing, intentionally increasing daily fiber intake to reach the recommended 25 to 38 grams per day.
For them powerful
fiber,
shit.
I guess. Yeah. The fiber maxing smoothie delivers a powerful 16 grams of fiber in 20-ounce serving, providing over half the recommended daily value.
You tell me I gotta drink two of these fucking things to even make it work anymore, dude? I was gonna say, man.
Can you imagine drinking one of these and be like, nope, didn't quite hit my fiber goals for the day?
Hey, I'm just throwing this out. Do you think it's possible that when people are like, hey, here's the daily goal of fiber, and everyone's like, I have to work so hard to hit that.
Yeah.
That maybe it's not a reasonable goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been banging this drum for a while, Trav. If you put the correct amount of Metamucil in there, it becomes a sort of citric oatmeal, and it's not, yeah, it's no rough. Good.
If in order to get the amount of fiber my body needs, I have to do something called fiber maxing, yeah. I have a real issue with true, the whole Trav, process.
Like, yeah. Okay. So just lastly, some ingredients. It's crafted with a nutrient blend of wild blueberries, peanut butter, dates, bananas, almonds, organic spinach.
Yuck.
And I guess they can afford to use wild blueberries if they're only doing four. They just go out back and grab them whenever they have to make one of these guys.
They do throw in at the end of that list of ingredients added fiber.
Yeah. No kidding, man.
Yeah. The smoothie is lightly sweetened with plant-based stevia for a naturally delicious taste. Hey, why don't you go ahead and use a heavy hand on that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how about you not... We got a lot of fiber to mask, right? How about we go ahead and...
Hey, you gave me a chunky, silty drink. How about you give me plenty of sugar in there?
Yeah, now...
You've given me, like, the Mississippi Delta of drinks. You've given me
purple coal slurry. Yum, 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 yum.
And now it's time... Now it's... next up for the B segment, I have a donut story that was too sad to tell Count Donut about.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Krispy Kreme invites fans to experience a taste of the sweet life with all new Passport to Italy donuts.
Huh. Cool.
Hang in there, guys. Krispy Kreme is helping fans transport to La Dolce Vita this summer. Fuck! I told myself I gotta do this because I feel like I put my hand on the scale. To La Dolce Vita this summer with its all new Passport to Italy collection, a sweet escape to Italy's vibrant desserts and culture.
And culture, huh? You're getting the culture in there.
The culture of Italy, so
you got
rich.
The culture up in there. Cool, cool, cool.
They said culture. That was, and they said, they wrote it.
Yeah.
You know?
They should have put that in quotes. Culture.
Available beginning today for a limited time at participating Krispy Kreme shops across the U.S., Krispy Kreme's Passport to Italy collection features three of Italy's most iconic desserts reimagined as irresistible donuts, including the cannoli-inspired donut. It's an unglazed ring donut, half-dipped in chocolate icing and cookie crunch, dusted with powdered coating, and topped with cannoli-flavored buttercream dollop.
That's cool.
I'm looking at these. There are places all
over. How are you looking at these? Because Justin didn't give us a picture. Did you search these
yourself? No, I'm looking at the list of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that there are places all over the U.S. of A. where you can buy a cannoli.
Yeah,
where you can buy a tiramisu.
Right.
These are not unreachable. Like, these are not unattainable flavors.
Okay, maybe those places can give you the cuisine of Italy, Travis.
Right, but are they giving you the culture?
It's about the culture.
Holy shit, one of these donuts has a little Italy flag on it, and that's maybe...
I'd ask you not get ahead of me.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
The Limone Delight Donut, an unglazed shell donut filled with Lemon Delight flavored creme. Dipped in zesty lemon-flavored icing and topped with candied lemon.
Fucking would.
And
yes.
Yeah. Tiramisu-inspired donut. It's an unglazed shell donut filled with tiramisu-flavored creme, topped with sweet buttercream dusted with cocoa.
I mean, these all sound pretty fucking good, actually.
Yeah, of course they do. They're pre-existing desserts that are great.
Yeah, man. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. This quote, this summer, Krispy Kreme is transporting you to Italy's sweet life. No passport required, said... Not Dave Skinna, but Allison Holder, Krispy Kreme Chief Brand and Product Officer. They wouldn't even get Dave out of storage for this one.
They only get Dave out for the nasty shit. For the really
wild,
nasty
wouldn't
shit.
Wouldn't it be wild if a passport was required? Prove you've been to Italy, because otherwise these flavors.
Yeah, of course. Just scan your passport face down right there on the glass.
Yeah. Oh, you've never been to Italy? Sure, I'll sell you this tiramisu-inspired donut if you want to go fucking insane.
Your mouth couldn't handle this without the correct documentation.
You'll spit it on the ground. Oh, sorry. She continues. There's a taste of Italy's sweetest dessert traditions in every bite of our passport to Italy donuts. From tiramisu to cannoli to lemon. Dipped, dusted, and drizzled to perfection.
The commercial is this. A customer walks up to the counter, buys a box of these Passport to Italy donuts, goes to lift it to their mouth. Fucking a haggard Diane Lane runs up and slaps it out of their hand and says, you're not fucking ready for this shit. Unless you've walked beneath that Tuscan sun, you can't even fathom the depths of these flavors.
I'm picturing Justin, one of our listeners who turns out to be like a big head honcho in Italy, listening to this segment right now with their hand hovering over a big button that just says war.
Yeah.
Well, these are out now. You can buy them off Krispy Kreme's app, website individually and by the dozen.
Yeah. One of the two products that you brought today, Juice, would put me in the bathroom for two calendar days.
Griffin's been fiber-minning his whole life. He's not ready.
I've actually made a pledge by 2027 to be perfectly fiber neutral. And I hope you two will consider joining me.
For every amount of fiber I go over the limit, Griffin actually gets a certificate that lets him go under, and it balances out and backwards and forwards.
I produce 10 times more fiber than I consume.
Yeah.
Guys, do you want to know the worst thing about me? And I know everybody is always too hard on themselves, I guess, and I'm no exception, but the worst thing about me, well, it's top 20, is I'm sitting here thinking, like, maybe not enough fiber is a problem. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting here thinking, like,
sure,
maybe I should be getting more
That's
fiber.
Called...
You know, like, we're all having a lot of fun here, but I'm sitting here, like, in my head, there's, like, most of it's show, and then there's, like, 10% that's, like,
I hate when that 10% is, like,
30 grams of fiber?
That's called capitalism. Where you've been programmed to think that buying something will make you feel better.
Well, I think fiber is.
That's what. That's why we do it, though, right? That's what the whole.
That's why they keep upping the fiber to sell us the fiber. Just, big fibers out here.
Juice, can I invite you to come with me on my journey of self-discovery to learn what makes your body tick by covering your back with 78 really annoying little stickers, and then one of them will come off, and they'll be like, "Yeah, man. It's your potassium levels." And then you take a potassium supplement, and then you're back at fucking 100%.
Wait, you could do that? Because that's all I want. When you see in, like, a sci-fi movie and someone gets scanned, and they're like, we've scanned everything.
We don't have that technology. You know what? We do have 78 stickers to let you know which detergents you shouldn't use.
No,
I don't mind if I do.
If I get this test done, I assume I am legally required to tell my brothers during a podcast recording about it.
Correct. Just like a vasectomy. It's vasectomy and stickers.
Anytime any of us gets any kind of bio mods, any kind of synth hacks, any kind of augs, I do think we should be transparent about it with each other and our listeners.
Okay, well, then fine. Just before we close here, my hemorrhoids got so bad that I went to get medicine. And then when I picked up the medicine, they said, they're $1 a piece. Do you want all 10?
Huh.
And I said, yeah, sure, right? So then I got home and I looked at the shape of the medicine. And then I realized that it wasn't mouth medicine.
Oh.
And ever since then, ever since I got that container, I've spent most of my time just kind of like, slowly walking around and looking in the distance contemplatively, trying to weigh the various costs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
sure.
Thinking about how much relief is worth to me.
Not the cost of $1 a pill.
No,
for
that's
the cost of
cost
$1
now,
a pill,
quite literally.
We can put a suppository in Justin's butt.
With your support in the Max Fun Drive, we can put a suppository in for just $1 a day.
That's why the thing my kids have heard me say the most this week has been, ah, nothing, sweetie, just thinking. Oh, was I crying, babe? Hold on. Let me dry those tears, baby. No, it's just allergies. Yeah, Uncle Griffin did. All 78 turn red, babe. That's what they told him.
He's allergic to everything.
Everything.
It turns out all of his allergies have been like awkwardly leaning against each other to hold him up this whole time.
A mesh of allergies.
Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We really appreciate you every week coming to listen to us and hang out with us. And we hope you have fun.
Yeah, man. Doing it.
Thanks.
Hey, can I tell you, I'm very excited coming up. We're going to be in Atlanta for Dragon Con, which I'm excited about because I love Dragon Con. And we're going to be doing live shows there, doing a My Brother and Me and Adventure Zone versus Popeye at our Adventure Zone live show. I predict might be our stupidest Adventure Zone versus live show
you
yet.
You can't even predict that. It's impossible to quantify.
I'm just saying everyone should be there because it's going to be something. It's going to be something.
How do I get tickets to that show in Mabim Bam and also the shows we have coming up in Texas, Utah, and California, Travis?
Griffin, you don't have to get tickets.
bit.ly/McElroy Tours. You were too slow. We have merch up at the merch store over at McElroyMerch.com. I'm talking about a Keep Your Grades Up pin and the Flaming Not Poisoning Raging Tea of Doom, which are back in stock. That's fucking amazing. Woo. News. This tea is so fantastic, guys. The pin is wonderful too, but I drank buckets of this stuff, and it's a yummy way to wind down at the end of the day.
Also, I want to let you know we're doing a back to school sale with select items up to 40% off, and we have three different back to school bundles that are on sale, so go check those out. And you get a free mystery pin with purchase of $30 or more, with 10% of all merch proceeds this month going to World Central Kitchen.
So again, that's McElroyMerch.com. And thanks to Montaigne for these for a theme song. My Life is Better With You. Check out Montaigne's new album, It's Hard to Be a Fish. If you like good music that makes you feel good and feel cool listening to it.
Hey, Justin, would you read our fear this week?
I'd be happy to. This year, I will be faster than my fear of the Goodyear blimps.
Yeah.
To the point. I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been My Brother, Me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly by you.